What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. We made it. So this whole week we've been talking about the first of the eight Beatitudes, Matthew 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So we gave a little intro to it. Then we talked about what it is not. Then we talked about what it is. Then we talked about some examples of what it looks like. All of that was this week. You can go back and listen to them all. And now, finally, the grand finale. How do I do it? Right? That's me. I don't know if that's you. When I hear something, I'm like, yeah, that's good. What do I got to do? How do I make it happen? I want this thing. I want to be poor in spirit. Well, I want the kingdom of heaven. And it says here, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So you have to be poor in spirit in order to get the kingdom of heaven. So yeah, what do I do? You don't. You don't do it. That's the thing. You don't do it. Okay, hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. No, there's a little more to it than that. I won't leave you there. What I mean is you can't look within to do it. You can't try really, really hard to do it. The only way to become more poor of spirit is to look to God. And you must read about him. You have to read about God. You have to read his law and realize how it's impossible for you to measure up. You have to read what he expects from you and then imagine yourself standing before him. How do you want to do this? You have to pray for it. That's why Luke 17, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. I'll leave with this. This is Psalm 131. Let me read the whole thing. Oh Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me, but I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me, O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. That's the whole Psalm 131. I want to put the emphasis on weaning yourself off of the world, weaning yourself off of all the other things that we have all come to rely on to make us happy or successful. These coping mechanisms or defense mechanisms or postures or fronts or whatever you want to call them. We got to wean ourselves off of all of them. And when you get rid of all that, your soul will be calm and quiet, and you will hope only in God. I love this from John MacArthur. He says, the more poor in spirit you are becoming, you'll stop complaining. That's first. You'll see the excellencies in others, and you'll see your own weaknesses. And you will constantly praise God for his grace and his mercy. So, how do you get poor in spirit? You pray for it. You read the Bible. You look to God. And you contemplate standing before him. And you will know it's working when the more hopeless you become in yourself, and the more you'll want to look to him. And the more hopeless you'll feel in yourself, then the more you'll need to look to him. And the more you feel hopeless in yourself, the more you will crave reading the Bible and getting to know more about God. That's when you know it's working. That's when you know you are becoming more poor in spirit. until you can get to the point truly where you can say, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.